Yeah, screw it, man. I'll do it live. I'll do the damn thing live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? Yeah, I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports.
Put him down.
So I give the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it is sizzin'. Let's check these levels. We're in a different room. It's not going to sound exactly how it usually does in your trucks.
I always like when it sounds perfect.
And we apologize. I'm from the north, alpha male, west side of town. Baser married, I think. I'll double check on that one. Guys, claws on the weekends only. Over
What's he
you.
Double checking?
If they're still married.
Why would you not be? Did you cheat? Coach, I cheated.
I cheated. Oh, my gosh. No, look, I mean, we are in a side room, which really is making it really awkward and weird. I don't know if it sounds weird. Does it sound weird, Ray?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Your mic isn't as powerful, so I have it jacked up.
That's perfect, though, because he's yelling.
No, I'm not yelling. I'm just talking. But here's what happened. So Eddie calls me up the other night, and he says, hey, Lunch, my son's got a playoff baseball game tonight. You want to come watch? I said, yeah, I'll bring the family. We'll come watch Eddie's baseball game.
This is Junior, my seven-year-old.
And let me tell you about a disaster of a night we had. So first, we're like, oh, let's go get some dinner. So we go to this chicken place and we get some.
You always want a pregame for a game. So
yes, you always want to eat before the game. No, we don't go to Bok Bok's. We go to Waldo's Chicken and Beer.
Waldo.
And we get there and my son, who we are, I mean, pretty much potty trained, he's like, I got to go poo-poo.
I'll take a beer and a poop.
And so we go in the bathroom, and he has diarrhea. So, cool.
I understand what's going on here. It was Bok Bok, but you don't want to say that because he got diarrhea from
No, we got to the restaurant. We hadn't even ordered yet. Oh. Bok Bok is only open 11 to 3. I
got
told
it.
You this.
Got it. Sorry.
So, I'm like, great. That's okay. Cool. We go to the bathroom. Did a great job.
What did he eat at Waldo's?
No, he hadn't eaten yet. Okay. We had just gotten there.
I just got a beer.
And he says, I have to poo-poo. And we go in, and it's diarrhea. And he's like, my tummy
hurts. Still wears diapers, though, right?
No. Oh. No diapers.
Oh, you potty trained him for a day.
Yeah. No, for a weekend.
No, you say one weekend. That's right.
Yeah. Coach, it's called the Schlitz.
What?
It's not diarrhea. It's the Schlitz.
Is Schlitz half something?
Yes.
No, Schlitz is the beer, and if you drink it, it gives you diarrhea.
Got it.
That's what
I've
it is.
I've had that beer. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it gave
really
me diarrhea.
Bad. Yes, absolutely. So, like, no big deal. We got to, you know, we're going to go to Eddie's game.
Cool.
So, we eat dinner, and we roll to the game. And we pull in the parking lot, and literally I put the car in park, and I hear, bah! From the back seat.
Diarrhea from the butt?
No. Baby Box 2 got car sick. And pukes all over himself.
Dude, you need a hazmat crew.
Hey, so I apologize to anyone listening and eating right now. I'm sorry.
So then, it gets better. So then I'm like, oh, great. So we're cleaning him off. And Baby Box 1 goes, I got to go poo-poo. And I'm like.
Are you?
And he's doing diarrhea from the butt.
He's doing diarrhea from the butt.
Not from the mouth like
your
other
son.
No,
and we're in the parking lot. Are you? There is no bathroom near us.
And at that point, I'm texting you, hey, man, here's the address. Yeah, I don't know if you got it the first time, but the game's been going on for 30 minutes.
They're like, hey, the game started, man. Game started. We're in the middle of the first inning. And so I have to pull Baby Box's pants down right there in the parking lot and let him diarrhea in the grass in the parking lot.
How's it going, man? Sorry about that if you're walking your dog.
So we clean up Baby Box 2. Baby Box 1 is diarrheaed in the parking lot right there next to the baseball field.
Coach, I'm sorry.
Between cars.
I'm sorry for the details, but is he tripoding it 2 feet spread, one arm back, or are you supporting him?
I'm supporting him from the front.
So you're doing fake potty.
Yes,
dumb
fake
question.
Potty.
These baseball fields don't have outhouses?
Well,
yeah, they do.
I didn't know where the bathroom was.
Hey, which is the weird point here.
No.
They do have bathrooms, Coach.
I understand, but there's no chance when he is just learning how to know when to poo-poo, if we're going to make it to the bathroom, especially when it's diarrhea.
And free range. I get it, Coach.
I didn't know where the bathroom was.
Can you take his pants off and hold him in front of you while you walk to the bathroom? And if probably, he goes.
Yeah, no, this was, at least he was hidden by car. So, you know, someone getting in their car, like right next to us, they're going to see the diarrhea.
Oh, boy.
Because
they're not only going to see it, they're going to step on it.
Oh, there's slit everywhere.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
so anyway,
my goodness.
So we go and we finally.
The guy's on his first date at a park. Oh, my gosh. I was going to propose and I got slit all over my shoe.
Hey, he proposes when he hits the slit.
Are you schlitting kidding me?
Will you? What's that smell?
This is such a beautiful night. I can't believe you have a bottle of wine, a picnic basket, and a blanket. Oh my gosh. What is that, schlit on my shoe?
God,
so
coach.
Anyway, I on, am man. Like, okay, cool. And we have a couple change of clothes, you know, no big deal.
Cool.
So we go and we sit down and we watch about four batters.
That's not even half an inning.
Correct.
Well, it depends on how many. I mean, it's
well, it
out.
Was half an inning.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. It
you sound like you were playing Beat the Streak Kid Edition, Eddie's Family, but only three and four batters.
So
that's
also,
how that dude. That's how hot our bats were.
Baby Box pops up and he has the butthole clenched, and that you can.
How do you know that?
Because you can see the way he's standing, the way he's like, uh oh,
Coach, eat the mic.
Uh oh, like something is wrong. You said eat the mic.
Too much?
Not that, not deep throat okay. It.
God, Coach, take the mic out of your throat.
He said. So you know that it's true. And he goes, I got to go poo-poo. And so, we run back to the parking lot.
No, a different parking lot.
Different parking lot. Go in between two cars, drop trowel, and he's already had a little leakage in the shorts.
So Coach, now the guy that's just parallel parking, he's going to have schlit on his shoe.
Coach, you can hear. So during the game, they call time, right? The coaches were talking about something. Time! So it got quiet. All you can hear in the background.
Steal first, we steal second. What do you think? Throw three balls? What do you think?
Well, Coach, you can barely hear the coaches talking, but what you could hear in the park was,
No. There was no, because you didn't have to grunt because it's diarrhea. It comes flowing out. So he has some in his shorts.
And everyone's like, where's that coming from?
So he
is
does
that between
it
my car?
In between two cars, you know, we wipe up.
Lunch
we,
is trying to drown it out. Come on, Eddie's kids.
Let's go, Bulls.
Let's go, little kids.
Let's go, Yankees.
So we come back. We put new shorts on. We're good. All right, here we go. Oh, we say about six batters later, he's got that same look like, I got to go poo-poo.
Oh, seventh inning stretch.
Here we go. So we run back.
Well, hold on. Don't forget the part where you and your wife give me your other baby and say, we'll be back.
Seventh inning split.
Hey, we give him baby box two.
Here
say,
I
we'll
am
be right
with
back.
Baby box two, Coach. We're trying to watch my son's baseball game.
But he's the non-schlitter.
He's the one that threw up. So he smells like throw up.
He smells like throw up.
He smells like Saturday night at 3 a.m, okay?
Been there.
And then he's cool for about, I don't know, 30 seconds. And then he's like, Mama, Dada.
He's looking for a boob.
Mama, Dada. And then he starts going crazy, screaming for Mama and Dada. Now, he looks nothing like me, so everyone there thinks I stole this kid.
Oh, my
So
gosh.
I'm just like, don't worry, they're coming. I keep looking, and I can see their feet. I see 6 feet behind a tire in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a train wreck.
So he does the diarrhea. He does the diarrhea in the parking lot again, and we get new shorts, and we go back, and I'm like, Eddie, man, that dude back there, he's a baller.
Is this kid? This kid?
No. The guy. I was like, I don't know. I was like, that dude is he's a professional athlete. Like, I mean,
he was a big man.
He's probably 6'6", 6'7". I mean, he's huge. He was massive, and I was like, and he was like, who do you think he is? I was like, I don't know. I don't know what he's an athlete though. That dude's a baller. And then
Kirk Herbstreit, here we go.
No, one Kirk.
Bigger than that.
Oh, I thought I ruined.
Bigger
the
than Kirk.
Line.
Bigger than that.
No. So then
it was Refrigerator Perry.
Coach.
Six play.
It was a fridge.
Six hitters later, baby box again. I gotta go poo poo. Oh my god! So we go back in the parking lot.
Seventh.
He diarrheas for the fourth time in the parking lot. He. Gets a little more on his shorts.
Dude, if you we're have now, to clean for the park, you had schlit. You were cleaning up till noon that next
there
day.
There was no more clean shorts, so we had to leave. We watched an inning and a half, and we had to leave. We had four diarrheas in the parking lot by Baby Box. We had one car sickness throw up by Baby Box 2, and we didn't get to watch much of the game. So that was exciting. Then Eddie calls me. He's like, yo. How's it going, Dibbles? So after the game, we had a pizza party.
Uh-huh. It was the last game of the season.
And I was talking to one of the dads. And I said, hey, what do you know about
Can I tell my story?
Yeah.
So I asked one of the dads, like, what do you know about that big guy? He's a baller, huh? My friend said, oh, this dude's a baller. He's like, who are you talking about? And I said, so-and-so's dad. I know that's his son or whatever. He's like, so-and-so's dad? You talking about Michael Orr? And I was like, what? Freaking Michael Orr. That was the baller.
His son's on the team.
His son's on the other team, not my son's team.
Wow.
I was
the blind side coach.
Yes, because I told Eddie, I was like, hey, I guess you don't really ever see him because in the blind side, you see the actor.
Well, yeah, coach.
But I've never seen the blind side. I've only seen the picture on the front of the.
Was Sandra Bullock at the game too, coach?
Tim McGraw.
No, but I was right. Was I right? Was it a baller?
Yeah. But
it was a baller.
But how could you not recognize Michael Orr?
Well, obviously, because I didn't know.
I mean, you know who a freaking relief pitcher for the freaking Padres back in 87 was, but
yeah,
you don't know.
That's Hader for the Brewers.
But you don't know what Michael Orr looks like? I was shocked that you didn't know it was Michael Orr.
Dude, like you act like Michael Orr is the most famous football player of all time.
He's pretty famous. That name is pretty famous.
Recognizable.
The name. The face is not recognizable. The name. His story is recognizable, but his face
Coach,
is-
you are the sports penis. You know everything. How do you not know what Michael Orr looks like?
Change his intro.
I'm the sports idiot.
But
did you need us to stop the podcast?
No.
Just
he's
stop
on
it.
His computer cell phone.
Just stop it.
No.
Texting back my wife. The Schlitz still going
I'm
on?
I'm telling the story right now.
I couldn't believe it was Michael Orr. That was pretty cool.
Yes.
Had no idea he lived in Nashville. No idea.
Whoa, yes. Don't give his location.
You thought
coach.
He lived in Memphis?
Well, I had no
like
idea.
Like in the movie.
Well, he played for Baltimore. I mean, he played for a couple teams. I didn't know. I don't know. Maybe he played
I
for-
assume he lived in Disneyland. It was a Disney movie, right?
I'm telling you, dude, how are my kids going to grow up when they're playing in Little League baseball teams against Eric Decker's kids, Michael Orr's kids?
They don't have a chance.
What do you mean?
They're playing against the best athletes.
A chance to do what?
They're playing against the best athletes in the world.
But just because, what do you mean? What? Explain yourself. They don't have a chance for what?
They're never going to be the best because they're facing insurmountable odds almost. Because
that's a big word that he did not say accurately.
Insurmountable. I'm going to continue to say it until it sounds right.
Tell me that Eric Decker's kid.
He was terrible, but he's little.
Whoa.
Okay.
He's little.
That. Michael Orr's kid.
Amazing.
Okay.
But he's already big.
Well, yes. He's the same age as your kid, though. That's what I'm saying.
Double his size.
The advantage that he has, the genetic advantage that he is facing some of the best athletes out there. If you're playing against former professional athletes' kids, they have an advantage.
Well, let me tell you what. A kid on my son's baseball team, his uncle is R.A. Dickey.
Dickey's still pitching. Wow.
Dickey's not pitching anymore, I don't think.
He was.
Has R.A. Dickey ever come to the game?
I saw him at a basketball game 3 years ago, but not baseball games, no.
See, that's what I mean. How are you hanging with all the – that's what I'm, your little league is the most exed athlete I've ever heard of.
Yes. Yes. I think that a lot of these athletes, they end up moving to Nashville and living here to settle down and start a family.
Tell me this.
This is where their kids are.
Why are people moving here? I'm not asking
to Nashville.
I'm not asking for what you look at from a national consensus of people moving from California. Why are people moving here? And I'll hang up and listen
I'll
without the sound effect.
I'll tell you why. Three reasons.
And I'm not asking
the only reason I think I can.
Hold on. I'm not asking for a reason you read about in Travel Magazine.
No.
I want your personal opinion why people are moving here.
Three reasons. You ready?
I'm ready.
Lunchbox, Ray, and Eddie.
Sore losers.
That's a great program.
And I'll
Thank
hang up
you,
and listen.
Eddie, I appreciate it. Lunch, what's your opinion? I thought he was going to be
the
honest
only
with
reason
that.
I can think of centrally located
what
in the country.
When has anyone cared about that? Listen to the railroad system.
I have my own opinion that you guys are going to laugh about, but you go.
No.
Centrally located,
good weather. It is a booming city with a lot to do, a lot of activities.
Good weather.
Yes.
You would classify Nashville as good weather.
I wouldn't classify it as good weather.
You're out of your mind.
It rains.
You ever been
a
to
lot,
Florida?
Dude.
You ever been to California?
Florida's too hot.
I was in Florida
California
for a week.
California is perfect weather.
72 degrees every
but
day.
But the taxes are out of control in California.
Okay, so weather. But we're talking about weather, my friend.
Yes, but I you didn't let me finish my statement. You interrupted me at weather.
That's okay, got it.
Point lunch. Yeah.
The cost of living, it's going up, but it's nothing compared to California. It's Austin. It's not Austin. And the entertainment, there's a lot of entertainment here. So that's why I would say.
Weather, entertainment, cost of living.
What's the entertainment? Strip bars?
No, I mean, there's festivals. There's all sorts. All musical acts come through here because it's a big enough city in the central area, and you can get to New York easy. You can get to California easy.
What musical acts come here?
Everybody. Who? Taylor Swift?
She lives here, or she lived here.
But she still had a concert here.
She never comes here.
On top of the Adelicia, she lives
here. Oh, my God. Garth Brooks?
He lives here.
That doesn't mean you have to tour here. The Rolling Stones.
Coach, Garth Brooks goes to San Antonio, Coach.
Okay. He doesn't go to Austin.
Austin's not a big city.
It's bigger than Nashville.
That, this room.
Point lunchbox.
Ray, what do you have?
Here's mine. This isn't something you're going to see in Bloomberg or Consensus National Daily Magazine.
Census.
Thank you. So the people that are moving here are a little bit wealthy. They have money.
People that are moving here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lunch said with the cost of living. If you guys have drove around neighborhoods, I agree the rain sucks, but it makes for beautiful neighborhoods with shrubbery, hidden in trees. People don't even have fences. They just have shrubs that go around their houses, and that's their fence.
And it's very green.
It is a very...
Only for about 6 months.
You drive some of these neighborhoods. I've done it with my wife. My jaw is on the ground. I'm like, oh my gosh, you see that house? Oh my gosh, look at that house. If you have money, you can buy these homes that are in neighborhoods that will blow your mind away. And it's not just one little neighborhood. Boom, there's Belle Meade. Holy crap. Oh my gosh, what is that? West Nashville. Holy crap, Green Hills. Holy dude. Oh my gosh, Brentwood, Franklin. There's all these gorgeous neighborhoods, golf courses, green. People don't bother you. But it is with the amount of money you have, and you can get crazy good houses.
Okay.
And that's me. That's my opinion.
Let me give you a
better. It's not for the sports. The Broadway crap is tourist.
No, but so no. Is good.
I don't feel like people move here for the entertainment. They get left alone. It's green. You can get a dope house. I'll hang up and listen.
Look. If you're a creative, if you're a musician, you're an artist, whatever, you come to this town to make a living. You don't come here to try to get famous or whatever. Yeah, some people, those are the young people. But if you're older, you're in your 40s, and you're a creative and you can make money doing what you love, being a photographer, being a videographer, being a music director, whatever, you can do that here. Because this city is designed to make business out of creative things.
That was deep.
That's creative.
Like, that is one big reason. Two, I feel like in Austin, everyone would go to South by Southwest from all over the world, and they would see Austin at its peak and be like, this place is amazing. Like, these bars are awesome. The people are awesome. It's beautiful out here. I'm moving to Austin. I think people come in bachelorette parties. They come to bachelorette parties here, and they're
another like, great point.
They come to CMA Fest.
CMA Fest. They come for seminars. A lot of companies have their weekly or their yearly
conference
here.
Oh, that's a good. It's the city center. Awesome. Beautiful.
So they come and they're like, dude, have you been to Nashville?
Okay.
This place is freaking amazing. And I drove around the outskirts. These neighborhoods, like Ray said, are beautiful. I've heard nothing but good things. We're moving to Nashville.
Okay.
I think that's the reason.
That's a great point you just made, Coachy.
That could be.
And it's cheap.
Yeah.
For now.
Cheap for compared to where they're coming from.
Correct.
Yes. And so maybe that's why Michael Orr moved here.
I mean, those guys can move wherever they want.
You're probably right.
You know, like money, what, financially? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so I was at the airport when I was going to Florida a few weeks back, and there's a guy behind me in line to check in his luggage, you know?
How's it going, man? A little close there.
And I'm like, hey.
It's still COVID. 6 feet, please.
And it took a little bit longer because I got the kids. You
I
know,
am
got,
6 feet. Ding.
Please stay the distance from my thing.
And so I'm checking the bags, and he's next behind me in line at the Southwest counter. I'm like, oh, sorry, man. Taking a little longer. You know, we got a couple extra bags. Oh, no problem. No problem. Cool. And then we go to security, and what do
you
know?
Why don't you guys just go to Aruba together?
What do you know? Guys right behind
they
me.
They were on their way to Aruba.
He's in line behind me at security, and I'm like, oh, sorry, man. You know, kids, strollers. Like, I'm in no rush, man. No problem. And then I'm waiting to get on the plane, And he's getting on the plane right behind me.
Oh, shoot. He's trying to stalk you.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's following me. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, where are you headed, man? And we were flying to Atlanta. He goes, you going just to Atlanta? I said, no, we're headed down to Florida, you know, going to check out the beach. And I said, what about you? And he said, oh, I'm getting off in Atlanta. I said, oh, for work? And he said, yeah. And I said, what do you do? And he goes, I'm an actor. And I looked at him. I said, hey, man, you play Michael Orr in The Blind Side? He said, yep. He was on my plane. Got a picture with the sucker.
What in the actual God, what's his name? Squirrel?
Eugene Carter, I think is his name. There he is. He was behind me the whole time. Carter.
Dude is massive. You guys, he was right behind me the entire night.
Eugene Carter.
I think that's his name. You might want to check that out. But
okay, hold on, though, Coach. You see how he just said who he was? He didn't make up some story that he was an air-conditioned salesman. His name was Jason Gibbles. He told you what he did.
Oh, my name is Gibbles.
I mean, why can't you do that?
My name's Nico Jackson.
He was just saying he was going to outside of Atlanta. He was finishing up.
There's no Eugene Carter.
Well, you might want to just Google his name. I don't know his name.
Did you just make up Eugene Carter?
Yeah, I did.
So he was the
why would he do that? It was Eugene Carter. I mean, you just made up a random name?
So you met the actor. Eddie met the player.
No, I met the player too. I was there.
Okay.
I talked to the player.
But that's the line of, I'm explaining it for our listeners.
Yes.
Man, let me tell you when I first talked to
his name is Quentin Aaron.
Quentin Aaron. Let me tell you about the first day I talked to Michael Orr.
Okay.
Is it interesting?
I think so.
Anytime you meet a professional athlete, it's a pretty good story, right?
I mean, I'll tell you the first time I went through a drive-through and ordered, but it's not an interesting story.
Will you tell me about it? I will tell you the first time my wife went to the grocery store when she turned 16, and she used a debit card, and they asked her, would you like cash back? And she said, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And the lady's like, okay. And she sat there. And the lady's like, well, do you want cash back? And my wife said, yeah. And the lady's like, well, how much? And my wife was like, whatever you want to give me. And she goes, well, you want cash back, right? And my wife's like, yeah, I'll take cash back.
Can I stop you guys? Cash back is money, more money back than you are. It's like you can get $200 cash back.
Yeah.
But she didn't know that it was coming from her account.
She thought the landlady was offering her free money.
Are you guys stupid? Let me ask you that. Are you guys stupid?
What are you talking about?
You and your wife, are you all stupid? This is the second time in the last 2 weeks where you've talked about something where you guys are like arguing about the dumbest thing ever. What'd you do with the rental car?
We're not arguing.
No, what were you guys arguing about a couple episodes ago?
I don't know.
You and your wife was like, what were they
arguing
about?
The rental car reservation.
Reservation.
Nibbles.
Reservation.
Excuse me. He doesn't know what reservation
means. It sounds
like
you guys are stupid as crap.
Do you understand?
Coach, you guys in my head, I know you, so you're not.
I love you guys.
You guys sound like two rednecks traveling the country. They don't know a damn thing.
Guys, I love you and your wife.
Are you listening to my story?
You guys are some of our best friends. I love you guys. But you're stupid as crap.
Did you understand what I said? She was 16 years old. She was 16 years old and she had never gone to a grocery. She had never gone through the line and paid for something.
Yeah,
and
cash the lady back. I'll take as much as you can give me.
Gambles.
She's offering her cash back. And so my wife was like, absolutely, I'll take cash back. And then finally the lady was like, well, you got to get it, you know, like, and she's like, oh, you're not just giving me cash back.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a good one. Eddie, are you going to say your conversation was?
It's actually not that good, but we were at an ice cream shop and he
did he order a whole gallon?
No, I was sitting there with my family. I was sitting there with my family and he was staring at us. And I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, I think your son goes to school, my kid's school. I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys go to school together? And then my son's like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, hey, how's it going? And they talk. I'm like, that's cool, man. Nice. Cool. And that was it.
And did your son go, oh, you know who that is?
No.
No.
It's crazy. My kids, like, they know. I would say collectively all my kids probably know about five other famous people's kids. Like, they know them as just regular kids. Like, that's Jimmy, that's Tommy, that's Sally, but their parents are all famous. They have no idea that their parents are famous. Nor will, I don't know if they'll ever have that conversation.
Yeah, eventually they will. Once they reach high school level.
Puberty.
Like, my son still doesn't know that that's Michael Orr's son. And I don't know, maybe in high school he will.
I don't think he would know Michael Orr, but if a musician.
Yeah.
I think that's different.
Like there's one and they don't know who their dad is.
Like, I think if it was Keith Urban's kid, eventually you're going to say, yeah, okay, it's Keith. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay, your dad's Keith freaking Urban. Like, eventually you're going to realize that because musicians are more in the spotlight. Like Tom Brady's kids.
Uh-huh.
Eventually they're going to have that conversation.
And Tom Brady's still cool to the kids.
Still cool to the kids. Like Julio Jones, like LeBron James, those type of players. Like, if your dad is just an offensive lineman, yes, a middle schooler's not going to understand what
an offensive lineman that has a movie about him.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm saying, like, there are offensive linemen that are...
I mean, did you guys go to school with anyone famous? Like, anyone that had a famous parent?
I would say your situation's unique, 5-1. That's crazy. I don't think,
right?
I ever had a kid that had a famous parent.
I do not think I had... I mean, there's one kid. His dad was the weatherman on the local news station. That was it.
That's badass.
That's famous, coach.
That's badass.
No, but that was the most... I mean, that's what I mean.
Not
Walter Cronkite?
Not Jim Spencer's, right?
No, not Jim Spencer. Okay. No.
He didn't have kids.
Neil Orne?
I don't know.
Coach.
I don't know that I...
Oh, Mark Murray.
No. Hmm. Mark Murray does live in my parents' neighborhood, though.
He does?
He watches two little dogs.
Really?
Yeah. And my parents see him all the time. I don't know. I don't know if he's married or not. I've never knocked on his door and asked.
I don't think he's married.
I've never asked.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. But
hey,
yeah.
My story about, it's not a good one.
Are you going to tell me your first time through the drive-thru?
No, first time using a debit card and cashback. They go, no, that actually isn't about the first time. So recently, they still do cashback. You guys realize
yes.
that, right? Every time that
cash I... Cashback?
Well, at the gas station, they always hit me up with the cashback.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Why the hell not? Yeah, let me get $60. Oh, we don't have $60. Let me get $20. Oh, we don't have $20. We really just have about a $5. If you want $5
cash. Limit.
Okay, what is $5
going to
do?
I mean, the fee is $5.
What is $5 going to do for me nowadays? I'm good on the $5. Thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Thank you.
I will tell you a dumb moment. Like, it's one of these moments where you realize that was dumb. I should have learned. I should know better. But when I was in college, there was a Chinese buffet.
Oh boy!
And
oh I mean, boy!
Bring it on!
Here we go!
And my wife now, she went to visit me, and I'm like, let's go have lunch at this buffet. It's great. I was like, but why don't we pick it up and then come home? We can watch a movie or whatever. All right, no problem. We go to the buffet,
dude. Uber Eats before it.
Okay, hey. So you're one of those guys that goes to Golden Corral and asks for a to-go box.
Well, you can go to the buffet and load up and pay.
Really?
Yes.
You're the guy
never
who goes to
that.
A movie
so
theater
I'm
gets
like,
popcorn to go.
I'm like, hey, this is all you can eat, mother. So
no
I
audio,
just
no
ate
audio, sorry,
Mongolian
y'all.
Chicken. I'm doing General Chow, a little Kung Pao over here. I mean, coach, I get the whole to-go box full where I can't. I even pour fried rice on top of all that. Throw in four egg rolls, and I can barely close it. I'm like,
can I get some tape over here?
I'm going to get my money's worth for this thing. So I get the box. I'm taking it. It's barely closed, and I put it on the checkout thing. She's like, okay. She goes, reaches under the desk, pulls out a scale.
What?
She weighs the mother. She weighs the mother. Grr. And I'm like, what are you doing with that? She's like, oh, it's $8 a pound. Excuse me? Dude, that thing weighed 6 pounds.
48, dude.
But hey. Wait, so if you would have gone just to the buffet, it would have been $8. It would have
been a lot more inexpensive.
Correct. Correct. So I learned at that moment that you can go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and load up your to-go box because they charge per pound.
Hey, they'll also get you maybe a little bit green. I don't know, maybe a bit. Austin, Nashville, there's a thing called Turnip Truck. They also do the way thing there.
Yeah.
My first time there, I said, well, let me load up this motherfucker. Here we go. Baser's got like a water. She has just a little egg, and she's like, I'm all ready to go. I'm like, just like Eddie. All right, man, let's load this. I'm
he's like pushing the trash down, like,
dude,
trying to close that
lasagna
box.
On top of eggs? Why not? It's free. I put everything in that, and they break out the scale
the
as
scale,
you're checking
dude,
out.
It gets you.
Oh, you want to bring up Turnip Truck? Because I had a little run-in at Turnip Truck.
I love going like that. I'm an LA guy.
Turnip Truck has soup and salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the large soup is like $4. The medium soup is $3.10.
So what do you think the small soup is?
The small is like $1.50, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not the right prices, but this is what I'm going with in my head.
Kind of like Eugene Carter.
Yes, Eugene Carter. When his name's Quentin Aaron. But I saw him on the airplane. And so I'm getting a medium soup. It's the same price no matter what, right?
Uh-huh.
So I fill it all the way to the top.
Nice.
That's what you're going to do.
Little spillage, sorry.
And so the lady.
Tomato bisque.
It was a creamy tomato. Oh, yes. I love that. Absolutely. I don't like tomatoes, but their creamy tomato soup is phenomenal. Hold at the turnip truck. So I get to the front and she starts to pick it up. Oh my gosh, you filled this up way too much. And I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, it makes it so hard for me to check you out when you fill it all the way up.
But what was I supposed to do? Fill it halfway?
And she's just aggravated. Pretty much under her breath.
She sounds about 50.
She was more like 56.
Perfect.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Great voice, guys.
Not bad.
And grumpy. Aggro.
Grumpy that I filled up the soup to the top. It ain't Wade soup, so it doesn't make... I'm getting my money's worth. Of course, sir. I'm going to fill it to the top, woman.
Amen.
I was so... I could not believe how much attitude she was giving me.
Uh-huh.
All because I filled up the soup to the top of the container when they charge it by the container. It's not by, oh, it weighs a pound, 2 pounds. It's that container is $2.50. So I'm going to get all $2.50 worth of soup.
And if it's so bad, she doesn't want to move it around in a dump soup, just let him pass through.
Or just type in soup. Don't even touch it. There's just
no
have
way
me pick it up.
That your boss is checking out to see who tags every person that gets soup. Let him pass. When I worked at the gas station, I realized a lot of stuff can just fly by.
Oh, it can fly by.
Dude, they did beer runs all the time. And my
you
guy
would just turn the other way?
Well, I mean, for the longest time, they were like, dude, it's pretty much impossible to stop a beer run. And it would happen here. And they're like, dude, I mean, there's like one beer run a day. Like, who cares? Like, but when it becomes a pandemic, like when it becomes.
But you can't say stuff like that. People are going to be like, hey, I'll be the one for today.
Maybe it's changed now. But my manager was like, listen, I didn't tell you this, but I told you this. I mean, as long as there's not, like, kids coming in every hour doing it, like, one's fine. Just let it happen.
But,
I was like, all right.
Most places tell you don't.
Have a good day.
So, I mean, sometimes if the line was long, I was like, beer run, go.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Most places tell you not to stop it anyway because it's not worth it.
Sure. You can get killed over a beer
right.
run.
Right. Like, you want to know how you can let things slide? I'm going to tell you about the awkward situation batter's box put me in.
Hello,
this is batter's box.
Clip. No clips.
Please
clip.
Do
no
the clip
no
without it, Coach.
I worked at a grocery store when I was in high school.
Number
my brother was in college.
Sam's.
No, Randall's.
7230.
And Randall's on 32nd or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, 32nd.
Yeah. And my brother went to college at Concordia University. And so he would send his roommate.
Concordia? Ivy League?
No, not Ivy League. Oh. More like Idiot League, but that's okay. Lutheran League. Lutheran.
The box.
So he would send his roommate in.
That's the one that had the baseball field right by 35.
Yeah,
right?
My brother got taken onto 35 before. He was pitching and someone hit it onto the upper deck.
He pitched for Concordia?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Ivy League.
Yahtzee. I mean, someone hit it onto 35. Off of it. I mean, mashed it. Yeah, mashed
right
it.
By the hospital.
You're right by the hospital.
It's not there anymore.
No,
now
they moved
it
out.
Like,
yeah, they sold out. But yes, he got taken onto the highway.
Wow.
Bad. Sucks. Bad. I mean, yeah. So anyway, he would send his roommate into Randall's to do the grocery shopping. And he was like, hey, just don't charge him a lot. And here's my brother's roommate, Van Hook.
Battered my
roomie. Would come with the cart overflowing.
I've heard
overflowing. And I'm not talking like with just milk and eggs. I'm talking steaks and hamburgers.
Let
me
check you out real quick.
And
shoot
chicken.
Your shot, dude.
Yeah, everything. Cases of beer. And I would just be sitting there. And he wouldn't come when it's a busy time when no one would notice. He would come on Saturday at 10 in the morning when the grocery store is not busy. I'm the only register open. There's one manager on duty standing in the little booth.
He's watching everything you do.
Watching everything I do. And I'm just like,
I'm going to start scanning some of the stuff.
What am I supposed to do?
He's making the noise.
I was just going to say that. He does one. He goes, beep, and then he does another one.
Hey, but it's a lunchbox. Obviously, lunchbox was.
Yeah. So Josh Van Hook is just sitting there, and I'm like, God, this is so
get
awkward.
The ribeye.
Are you scanning or not scanning?
So something? I am making it look like I'm scanning, but I have the barcode facing me. Barcode facing me and whatever facing the actual scanner.
Hey, man, I got waters just, in the cart. Already scanned them. You're good.
I'm just sending it on by. Woo! And I'm talking easily $500 worth of groceries. Your total is 4266.
What? He went discount baller, bottom basement.
Coach, that's jail time.
Oh, that's jail time. I've never been so like, oh, butthole puckered. I'm 16 years old, and my brother is putting me in this terrible position. He couldn't tell Van Hook, hey, why don't you come at like noon when it's super packed and no one will notice?
It's your brother and Van Hook?
No, because my brother worked there.
Oh, okay.
So he would send his roommate into my line. Terrifying. And then smash cut years down the road when I'm in college and I'm working at Sam's Club.
At 4108?
No, 6416, 281 and Bitter, San Antonio, that's Texas. Right. Represent.
Gibbles.
It's no longer there.
210, baby.
Yeah.
It closed. 210.
There was a cart guy, a cashier, and another cart guy.
And a buttload of packaged groceries.
So one time, the one cart guy, Joe, is covering the door, like checking receipts.
Matter of fact.
So, no. Joe Gonzalez.
Got it.
And so Renee,
thank you, Coach.
He got off and he went through the other guy's cashier line and he bought all these bottles of cologne, shirts, everything. He only scanned like two items.
Oh, shoot.
And then he goes to the door. Joe looks at the receipt, gives it the old highlighter.
Oh, man, like, he had a whole system going.
Like, oh, yeah, you're all good. Boy, all three cuffed. And stuffed.
All three employees,
because the manager saw it, called the cops, him for not scanning it, him for, you know, going through the register and doing that, and then the guy that checked the receipt, all three of them, boom, cuffed and stuffed.
Jail time.
Then, Joe, to avoid jail time, Joe Gonzalez.
Got it.
They said, you can go to jail, or you can join the service. He joined the Marines. What? Got the charges dismissed.
Since when is that an option?
I mean, that's a terrible deal.
Definitely don't do that anymore.
I don't think they can.
Then he joined the Marines. Got the charges dropped.
Wow.
Don't know ever what happened to him. But hopefully he's still out there.
Because it was hundreds of dollars.
It was hundreds of dollars.
He ended up going to Vietnam. And
No. This was after Vietnam.
Okay.
I'm curious. Was it just one time they did it? Or was it
I don't know.
Times?
They got busted that
one. Usually you're fine one or two, but
are
it's
you?
When you get greedy.
You ever stole anything?
Yeah.
What'd you steal?
Yeah. Well, what we used to do, we go to Walmart, get boxes of baseball cards, put them on the bottom of the cart, put two poster boards in the cart, and they would scan the poster boards, and you walk out. It wasn't technically stealing because just forgot to scan them. And if
the machine wouldn't go at the door?
No, this is way back when before it was fancy. And the cashier would just see the poster boards pick up.
Fancy like.
Because the register is up here, you know, the register is above, and the cart's below.
Sure.
And now
you know they have little...
They have mirrors and everything.
Mirrors down there.
Right. But if he would have seen it, like, oh, whoa.
Then you would have paid for it.
Yes.
Yes.
Or, oh, I didn't know that was down there.
How many times have you gone to the grocery store and that security thing beep at the door?
All the time. You just keep on walking.
And they just go ahead.
Dude, they're strict, the one by me. Man.
They stop you and search you?
I mean, I can't really... Please continue. No, I have nothing to say there.
Nothing to say.
There's no way to say it. So go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
No, they stop us and look at every item our list. I'm like, folks, if we did steal something, it's probably a 10-cent granola bar.
If we stole something, do you think I'm going to stop because you say stop?
Dude, they are real.
Well, you're not going to run.
Dude. If I stole something? I'm out. Dude. I ain't gonna stop there. Like if I stole something and you tell me, hey, stop, sir. Nope. Sorry. Woo, 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 woo.
But what are you stealing? $500 worth of groceries?
It doesn't damn matter. If I stole something on purpose,
you're not
gonna sit around and say, oh yeah. You're not gonna put up. If someone tells you to stop,
so the person stopping you serves no purpose.
Right?
They're not really doing.
They're not doing anything because if you really tried to steal something,
yes, that's
you're running.
Now
you're not gonna. You're not gonna.
But
listen.
Why not reverse psychology and be like, hey, I didn't. I'm not running, so I didn't steal anything. And then
because then if they check your bag and you did, you're busted.
And you're busted even more if you're running.
No, because they're not gonna catch you.
Those people
working the door is not gonna catch me if I run. If I have stolen three
Let's
shirts.
Let's try this.
If I've stolen three shirts and the little alarm goes beep, 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 and Betty goes, oh, excuse me, sir, can I see your receipt? I'm gone. I'm not going to sit there and, oh, here you go, Betty. I know they're on to me. I'm out of here.
Dude, the Walmart next to us, not to harp on this, but there will be another, an additional line.
But we won't name any names.
From the till line.
Can you say what you were about to say?
No, I can't. Okay. Not in today's society. In the till line, there's a line. And there's such a line.
What's
and
a till line?
Where the cash register is.
Okay.
And so they're so strict. They're cool if it's 20 deep, the checkout person. And they look at everything in your cart and list. We've almost stopped going to that Walmart because of that reason. We're like, guys. You got to stop.
This I didn't realize you lived in the high crime area.
We do.
The west side. I didn't realize the west side of Nashville and the
you
was.
Make it sound like it's the most beautiful part of town.
I mean, it is. It's like you almost have pull-up cooking right next to your Walmart.
Ours, your spot?
Yeah.
Dude, our...
No, that's the drug bust.
There's the nice areas, but that Walmart has the police helicopter flying by daily. Oh, I mean, every day there's something going on at that Walmart. A homeless started a fire. There's gun.
Really?
A guy, you can
He's
see
just
it.
Trying to stay
you
warm.
You can read it all online. A guy had a gun. They shut down the whole Walmart.
Oh, I know a guy that had a gun. Dom. Or Don, whatever.
Don, your boy.
Yeah, Don had a gun.
These reports make the paper, though. Don's never going to make the paper.
No, didn't make the paper.
All I'm saying is that when that thing at the door beeps, you never need to stop because they always just say, go ahead. Except, I guess, unless it's your Walmart.
Oh, yeah, dude. They'll stop down traffic forever.
All right, before we go, we are the sorelosers at gmail.com. Coaches, let's I just pray. Wanted to say how much I love the show. I've been a listener since episode one, and I'm just like Eddie. I don't know the who's or the what's what, but I cannot wait for the podcast to be loaded. I love the show, especially Lunch. He's my favorite. He's my favorite mother hit it Ray on the show. Beep. I also want to remind everyone that Ray and Bay are on Cameo, and Lunchbox does great cameos also. My boyfriend got one for Valentine's Day, and Lunchbox does not disappoint. Finally, I was hoping for a birthday shout-out for July 17th for myself and Baby Box, my birthday twin.
What?
Love the show, Haley. She was born on the same day as my son.
Oh, when is that coming up?
Oh, it's already passed. We
How
missed
does
it.
That creeper know that?
Well, because we announced when my son was born. So, yeah, happy birthday, Haley.
You did?
I didn't star the
like calendar. I don't think we talked about that on the big show.
Yeah, we did.
What if it was a recorded
Yeah, so happy birthday, Haley, and happy birthday, Baby Box. You know, we're a little late.
Happy birthday, Haley.
He's now 3 years old.
Happy
it's
birthday,
crazy.
Baby Box. Yeah. And Haley.
That's crazy. All
right.
And guys, just so you know, we're on vacation. I'm probably in Vegas right now.
You're not back in Florida?
No, we're not going back. I ain't doing that crap again.
Okay.
Florida. What about you? What are you probably doing right
now?
I'm
going to be in Florida.
Oh, you're gonna be,
I'm in Florida right now.
You're in Florida right
now?
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Ray, where are you?
Michigan baseball game or staycation in Nashville with Baser.
Either or?
Yeah, one. We haven't decided yet.
You would go all the way to Michigan for a baseball game?
Just one. Wife has surgery, so it's tough to schedule it in, but yes, for one game.
Wow.
It's baller status, dude.
Major League?
No. Little League.
Got
it. Tigers? Detroit Tigers?
Tigers?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah. All right. One last one before we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Coaches, big fan of the show. Started a fan of the big show.
Coach,
when you guys were... Start
Rewind.
Over. Edit that out. Coaches, big fan of the show. Started as a big fan of the big show when I was stationed in Texas and you guys were on Kiss FM.
Fort Hood.
Got to say,
Shout out.
Probably listen to the pod now more than the big show, but it's all still funny.
Fort Campbell.
I'm stationed in the Army here in Tennessee, right up the road in Clarksville. Just wanted to reach out to see if any coaches would want to link up for a round of golf and even a beer. I'll be moving again at the end of the summer, so I figured I'd shoot my shot before leaving Tennessee. And no, Eddie, you don't have to get me on at the country club. A Muni is just fine.
Okay.
I'm a 12 handicap, so would be able to keep up. Again, love the show, guys. Keep me laughing and keep me betting. Andy.
When are we doing that other round?
Well, it was supposed to be this week when we're on vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you tell him we're not going to make that then?
I never heard back from them. I don't know if they stopped listening to the pod.
Well, then respond to him and tell him we got you.
Andy, if you listen to this, if you really listen to the pod every day, you're going to hear this. We need you to email us again, and we will set up a day to go play golf. And also the guy that just moved from L.A. that was looking for someone to play golf with.
Jock Peterson?
No, he went to the Braves.
Oh.
He got traded.
Coleman?
No. He emailed in saying he moved from L.A. to here by himself, was looking for someone to play golf with. Would we play with him? And we said yes.
I'll play with you.
Andy, email us, and that guy needs to email us. And the guy that was in town for work, I'm sorry, but we are out of town on vacation.
Email us, and let's figure it out. We'll play.
Yeah, Andy, we'll play, and same guy that moved from L.A. We'll set it up, me, you, Andy, Eddie, and Ray. Let's go.
No.
I'll raise out. No, Ray's not playing.
All right.
I only play solo.
Hey, guys, have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. See, we still bring you good stuff even though when we're on vacation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's how much we... You guys say we don't work hard. This is putting in 26 hours a week instead of 25.
That's right. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Ah!